Hello, everybody. Welcome to the house of Larry Lamonts. We always will receive a double helping of justice and truth. Come on in. Sheesh. What goes up must come. We'll finish that in a short bit, but want to start with welcoming you here. And to me, I call it a sad occasion because we are now experiencing a nation gone mad, a nation who have lost its temper, a nation who has had the last straw, you can say, or what broke the camel's back. Not taking no BS off nobody, even though nobody's trying to give you BS. You take offense because somebody look at you. You know, those types of people that's in the street, you look at them, what you're looking at. Step on the toe, you could at least say, I'm sorry, pull a pistol and shoot you. We're in those types of a throne all over the country where I won't name the places because you've heard all of them so far. We give our condolences to those who have passed away. Young woman who car went into a driveway to turn around was buried today. It's real. It's no play. I told you, as a gunshot victim myself, I know the trauma of some nutcase coming and pulling a gun on you. Everybody think they know me. Everybody say they got a beef with me that I never met, never talked to. They weren't even around when I ran for office and did anything, really. But yet, still, those same individuals want to do you harm. And I'm saying, what the heck? I just want peace. I'm an old man. I just want to be left alone. I don't bother nobody. You know, an actor, famous actor, elderly actor, they just got and fired from a production simply because he said he told a joke. You know, if I went on a movie a studio or sound stage or on a Broadway stage or whatever, I would keep my mouth to myself. I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't even look at nobody because if you look at some of these women, they'll get you in trouble with HR simply by looking at them. I'm telling you the facts. You ain't got them on your mind. Did you look at so-and-so? Yeah. Well, somebody got a shirt that says, "Kiss my grits" across their bosom, or young women like to write things that's across their behind, and you look at it, who is to blame? The one that pointed it out or the lookie? And sheesh. But I don't even get tired of with that. I'm not looking at your behind. I ain't going to tell you how great your grits look. I don't give a rat's behind. You pay me as much money as you pay these actors, they should learn to keep them out to themselves. Or athletes. I don't get caught up like that. I'm watching on Facebook. There's a guy that goes out with a big car and he goes talking to women. And every woman he has approached told him, "You're not the type of man I want. I don't like your face. You're too poor. You don't have any money." Then he goes around to get in this fine, expensive car that's there at the curb. Then she comes running. I don't believe that that's factual. Could be, but I mean, it happens too many times for it to be quite real to me. But I don't get caught up that way. I'm not going to run up to a woman in the street I don't know. "You got a nice behind. How you doing there this morning?" Like the women say, "It's none of your business. Keep it moving, stupid." So this man, now as old as he is, he's older than I am, I think, he's learned a very important lesson. Don't get caught driving dirty, as I say. You know, he got caught driving dirty. And he appreciate what happened. He says, it's my fault. I told a joke. You're not a comedian. They didn't hire you to be a comedian. One of the great actors, I think it is. Another actor was, had charges dropped against him, Alex Baldwin. I'm going to call his name because they put him on the griddle for so long with the movie Russ. And Brother Baldwin, of the Baldwin brothers, they said that right now they don't have enough evidence to convict him. Looked like they would have known that before they put charges on him. I said that. Any machinery, including a gun, can malfunction. And that's what they're going on now, that this prop probably malfunctioned. Now, why did it have a shell in it to kill instead of a dummy or just powder? That's what they got to look at. So the cinematographer is still up on charges. But this, that they can't go, the children can't go to a birthday party. They can't play basketball and a ball roll into a yard. You know, can't go to pick up a brother or a sister because mother sent you to pick up a sibling, which mama had done many a time with me. And I go pick up so-and-so. And matter of fact, they never had no money to pay for no gas, but I go get him, take him home, make sure everything's all right. But the situation is, how many of us pull in driveways? Because you don't know nothing about the people. And back up. You don't sit there and look around. You don't get out and survey your surroundings. You just back up. That's what they want you to do. The army is not going to fire you if you go to Area 51 and turn around and go back the other way. They ain't not going to bother you probably. The Secret Service ain't going to mess with you if you're outside the White House. You keep it moving and walk by. They're not going to start shooting at you because you stopped and look. Why these fools that I will get into later on, I think they many times consider themselves preppers, meaning that they have the right to protect their property and their lives, and they're the last bastion of hope for America. To save us from the communists and save us from the North Koreans, the Russians, the Chinese. And we're going to get into talking about them a little bit in this show about what goes up. Sheesh. But also talk about that little blue check mark that Elon Musk telling you that you got to pay $8 for. And everybody's saying they ain't paying $8 for no blue check mark that was free yesterday. As we said, yesterday. But you want $8. So they, I read today they said Elon had paid the price for several people, world known people. I don't know. He didn't pay it for me. I don't want a blue check mark. I have the best check mark in the world. Do you know what that is? That's the sheesh. When you hear the sheesh, you know you got the original. You got the right one, baby. Yes. Hollywood and all of them told me don't stop doing the sheesh. Because I said, well, I could, can, you know, it's no problem. They said, no, that's you. Nobody else have that type of recognition almost. Matthew McConaughey, he maybe went, all right, owned by him, or gives you another one, George Takei of Star Trek fame, that you sat and watched me help him come up with, oh my. And he's the kind that he's mad because I will put it out there that I helped him make that, which everybody saw, so he don't use it anymore, but He was making commercials, so he had to be making millions of dollars off of Omai. I made not a penny off of Sheesh. But the Sheesh is the most famous out of all of them. They try to impede it by saying that it's stands for something derogatory. I never gave a meaning to it, to nobody, not even to those people, Tom Hanks, to George Takei, to nobody. Have I ever told what the Sheesh means? So that's better than any blue check mark, Elon Musk. You can keep mines. You don't have to pay for mines. I get along very well without it because I'm the only one that says at the end of everything, sheesh. And if anybody else doing it, that's what you call, and matter of fact, it's registered. By the way, let me tell you that. It's not like the Black Panther and so forth. I'm grown now. I'm not a child. It's registered. It's mines. Other people call themselves using it. I've seen other people try to use it and so forth. It don't belong to you, boo-boo. It's strictly mine. And the world knows that. But we're getting on a subject that I think is very important. What goes up must come down. And I'm talking about the things in science. What do you think of science fiction or science reality? Of what they've been talking about all week on television. And with the launch of the SpaceX Starship that you could say we named, sheesh. Will you be on the last Starship with the last meatball, sheesh? That is the question. But Elon Musk, the one that couldn't rescue those Thai young men, in that cave. But I gave all types of information that was used and was successful. He's got the money to do what he wants to do. So I think $13 billion went up in the air and it came right back down. What goes up must come down. That answers the question. We're going to get on the intricacies of this because we're the only one that find out this information. You know, we told NASA they had a problem with the spaceship. I just looked at it and said, it's a problem here. It's a problem there. That was a problem. All of you that follow this show, you can say we did that. They got a problem here now. Houston, we got a problem here. Not just because the rocket ship blew up, but some of the things that I saw the other people, no one have mentioned. I wish them well. I wished it had succeeded, but I never was in love with the design of the SpaceX Starship. It looked like a stovepipe just pushed down into another stovepipe. It doesn't look like it has any type of ingenuity that went into it. You're just going to sit your happy behind like the coward did, say, scrap a Acme rocket to my happy behind and blast me off. That's what it seemed like you get with the SpaceX. And he had successes. Of course, went up and come back down. With tourists, I am of the mind that if you do something right once, you should be able to do it right twice. If you sent a rocket up right once, why can't you send a rocket up the next time with very little problems, no problem at all, the very next day if you got a rocket to go? All the components are there. But we are finding that there's no continuity, evidently. I don't know if it's just like the Challenger or Discovery, where the parts, there's a problem with the O-rings and so forth. But there's a problem there. Those Raptor motors, some of them cut off, or didn't even catch on. What the premise of this test was to lift the most payload into Earth orbit and to orbit the Earth. First of all, they laugh at the way some of these rockets from these millionaires look like. I'm going to get into it. That goes up. Can you just see that stiff stovepipe going around the Earth? It looks almost like the old-fashioned movie about going to the moon or going to Mars and firing off a rocket and hit the man in the moon in the eye. That's what it looked like. It's no give or take. So I thought that I heard the man say the other day, the commentator, that the rocket was going to flip, then separate. Now, you know I got the gift, so a lot of time I'm ahead of the game. I might have thought that's what I heard. But the damn thing did flip. But it didn't separate. And I said at the time, why should it flip? I see no reason why it would flip intentionally by ground crew or design. What could it accomplish? You know, we know that the space shuttle roll that says go for throttle up and so forth, it turns on its back. We know that Apollo and so forth like that, the rocket spins just a little bit. But this bad boy was supposed to flip? I didn't know it was supposed to do cartwheels going up in space. So maybe that was just something I thought that I heard. But I know what I saw. I saw as it was going up, it was shaking and shimmying and it looked like it was coming apart. I knew it was going to explode at that point. There was too much negative stress on this machine to allow it to stay intact. It just could not stay intact. It was going to shake itself apart, even if it didn't turn a flip. If you look at the launch, you can see as it blasts off and is going upwards, it twists and turns, almost like some licorice. That ain't good, boys and girls. It's not supposed to do that. Matter of fact, they're testing new, supposedly, metals in this rocket ship. I'm quite certain that's what happened. If that thing's shaking and shimmying like that, that will compromise bolts from blowing to separate it, the crew compartment from the booster. And I don't understand why there's no escape mechanism that we knew needed to be there with Mercury. He has not shown 1 ounce of escape. You know, when I look inside of some of those capsules when they had the tourists, I pointed out all the dangers that they had in there. Didn't even have a fire extinguisher, and some look like it, where people would hit their heads because they're not strapped in and could hurt themselves. It was easy to see, you know, accidents that's about to happen. So could he not see that what he called a disassembly of whatever, I'm not going in to try to quote ignorant talk, it just blew up. Because it wasn't designed right. So for people to say that it was a success, it was far from being a success. the success was the ones that went up and stayed up and came down the way they wanted it to come down. Not this one. For you to think that that was a success, and out of all the rockets fired, the Raptor rockets fired, it cannot be considered a success. It's considered as being quite mediocre. People are calling it a bottle rocket. And that's what it basically looked like. Something you buy at the dime store years ago and put a little baking powder, a little baking soda in it, or water, or electricity, and so, but it shoots up into the air and come back down with a parachute. It looked very poorly designed. And it looked like it was tight fit. I could see that it didn't look like there was any release there, even if it hadn't shimmy and shake. Looked like they just pushed the crew compartment down on the booster. Like I said, we here at the House of Letter Minds point these things out that they don't even see at NASA. They'll see later on and say, you know what? This was a problem. You're late. We told you that with a very minimal amount of scientific equipment here. We just looked at it once or twice and knew what the situation was. So they got a big applause at Mission Control. That's fine. But I'm not happy with what I saw. And with Elon, there's a lot of that. You know, supposedly he lost $13 million. They said, I think in the stock market, some people are saying, allegedly, we know $13 billion on the rocket, supposedly. But I bet I could have took that $13 billion and I've been riding my happy behind around the moon right now. Going wee. If I had that $13 billion and ground control and so forth like that, ain't no way you're going to stop me. If I wanted to go to the moon, I want to go to Mars. We would be going. Strap yourself in. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Sheesh. Or do you hear me? They don't want you to know these things. That's why they try to keep you ignorant and keep you fighting each other in the street. That's what they call the preppers. The preppers, the people that's getting ready for the war, civil war, and the war with the Koreans, and the war with the Chinese, and so forth. Saying that the Chinese now probably are flying a lot of these things that we think are flying saucers and unidentified flying off objects are from China or Russia. Russia has never been really ahead of the game, even though that. But China is stepping up the game naval-wise with air support such as jet planes and with spy satellites and balloons. They just closed down some cells in New York City and other places that says that they were working for the Chinese government to harass Chinese in the United States on the United States mainland. They don't want us to come near their place, but they come to our place. That should be one of the first things that Secretary Blinken let it be known, and President Biden let it be known. Look, if you can come here and do what you want to do, we're going to go there and do what we want to do. Easy as that. And, you know, like it said in that movie, you know, and at the end, it ain't going to be no hard feelings. You know, when Della Reese told Ed Murphy, you know, I'm going to have to whoop your behind because you impede me by calling me a liar and call my girls lies. So I'm going to whoop your behind, sweet, but don't take it personally. Because we'll be all right afterwards. And I don't want you to hold it against me. Well, tell China the same thing. Act like Della Reese said, I don't want you to hold it against us for setting up our secret places there to take care of our people. Or the Russians, since you like to capture our people and say that you're holding them because they are spies. What would the Kremlin say if we set up organizations like they set up in the United States? Would they say that that was fair game? You know, I told you about spies and so forth. It's that. You know, Monday we talked about the Black Panther in the movies. Now we're talking about a possible strike of writers in Hollywood. Most of them ain't worth a damn. You don't let the good people, such as myself, ever get involved in any of these things. If you did, you wouldn't be complaining, and I would probably take what you're paying them. The amount of money that these people get for doing any of these things is astronomical. I mean, you get somebody even running a football or running or hitting a baseball or throwing a basketball in a net, and you're paying them $100 million a year to do that, and they still gripe and can't watch their manners and be polite, you know, kiss babies and behind. My boo-boo be kissing, you paying me $200 million smackers. Then you want both cheeks kissed. No, because y'all know I'm not doing. But I'm just letting you know that I would find some way to appease you that you're not going to be angry at me. We have got to the place that we don't know how to compromise. So all these billionaires fighting the same battle, instead of them coming together like I told you about years ago, the great actors and comedians such as Charlie Chaplin set up what they call United Artists, a studio, a great Mary Pitchford, another, a great people in the business that people respected. I say the same thing about Black people in business. Tyler Perry supposedly want BET. Why don't he and people like Sidney Poitier, not Sidney Poitier, but Denzel Washington, had Sidney on my mind, Denzel Washington and others, purchase that? Two, three, four of them. Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille is in a little trouble now, but got money. Magic Johnson. Some of these women in the WNBA and so forth got money on teams and so forth. Put money in and buy BET. Not just a component of it, buy the whole thing. Run the whole thing. Why don't they buy Johnson Publishing Company and start Everyday and Jet back again? That's two things that we should never allow to die out. Or the Chicago Defender. But we allow these things to die out because we want to appease and please everyone. You know, they were talking about this young Black woman that married, I think the man, 95 years old, white guy. And because he always wanted to have a baby. And as I said, I didn't know that was her business. You know, if he wants to have a baby, like they always tell me when I ask them to do their job and, you know, government and so forth, what you want me to do about it? Why are you telling me for it? Instead of her saying that, she said, well, she put on a wedding dress and Maryam said, well, pops, let's get to making babies. It's just like Black China with Rob. Black China said that she started with Rob because she felt sorry for Rob because Rob was depressed. She was friends with the Kardashian girls, so forth. And I think she had maybe possibly even dated them before, which I think was a favor at that time too. But she started with him and married him and had children for him and by him because He was fat and depressed. Now she's a born against Christian. You think she would fall for that? If he's fat and depressed, you know, get on your knees and let's pray to Jesus. Not let's stand before a person and get married. That ain't got nothing to do with you being depressed and being fat. And sheesh. We got a lot of problems. And a lot of it deals with psychological aspect of the game more than it does the intricacies of technical things, meaning the hardware, meaning the rocket ship that went up. I would have looked at that design that they brought, that they set up, and I would have said, no, you got to do better. Make me better. Who wants to be in a rocket ship with no windows? Who wants to be in a rocket ship with no windshield? You can't see where you're going or see where you've been. You're going to be locked up there if you go to Mars for how many months? They say now it might be able to go in 6 weeks. Some used to be 6 months or a year. Now it's probably 6 weeks or whatever with the proper rockets and so forth, nuclear power. But the thing is, if you brought that to me, I'm going to look out. I'm looking and say, where's the beef? There's no beef. There's nothing here but a stovepipe. Now I sent you to come back with blueprints and schematics of a starship, something that you would be proud to set your behind in for 5-10 years. It could be home. That's why you see these sci-fi programs and they show these big, almost look like space station spaceships. People can live and thrive in that. They can't thrive in what they try to send up the other day. And I would have been awfully embarrassed if I was on the board of directors. I've been the only one that complaining, I guess, and say, put my hand up. You know, I always get in trouble with my hand up and, where's the beef? I would want to know, where is the money going to? Because it's not in the design. It wasn't in this rocket that you know probably is top heavy and heavy, so it's going to shake and shimmy. And if it's shaking and shimmying, it can't separate, whether it flipped or not. It might have broke apart, and before it did that, I think they pushed the button and say that it's coming down all over Texas and falling all over towns and homes and on cars and so forth. Oh, another thing. How much sense does it make that they showed a car right close to the launch pad that was hit by debris? And a lot of debris missed it, as you can see. And one wonder, since he sit others up, don't he know how to measure probably where the debris is going to go, the debris field? So why was that car there in the first place? Was that a security flub? I pointed out other security flubs, such as, why come down when you landing your tourist rockets around telephone poles and other things like that? To me, that's kind of ridiculous. Dangerous. Even to fly a kite. So you had a good mission, but then that's how you come back to end the mission. With disaster. Or people asking you, said, look, don't you see all those doggone telephone poles? Do you not know that there's plenty of desert out there that we could have come down in, that nothing around it? Ashish, I'm thankful for you folks. I'm thankful for all of them. Just like I said, I'm thankful for the woman. I said she doesn't think rationally. She doesn't, use her brain. Or she would know that it's not her place to have a baby for a 95-year-old white man. Don't have a baby. Or he wants some grandkids. Adopt them. Easily done. Go and help at a daycare center. Do something. But for to come out of my body, and there's a black woman the other day, I saw the mother said that her daughter died in childbirth. It's a serious thing. It's not nothing to play with. So to try to put that in the mind of black women, that's what you need to do now, black women. I tell them, no, it's not. It's not what you need to do. You're counterproductive. We have let you know on this program the greatest information. We pointed out right now things that I don't know they did not see, refused to see, or think that we didn't see. I didn't see. Like when I pointed out those other things with the flight that was going to orbit the moon. And I pointed out, I said, here. They had to take it back to the assembly and fix those things. I was right on every component I pointed out. And it's not because I'm super smart, because I'm super observant. I was told that in college, before they kicked me out, one of the white guys, he said, you know what? He said, you're very observant. I knew what they were going to do before they did it. I knew that too. I told people that my behind ain't long for that. When I worked at Walmart, the guy came over and said that some of y'all ain't going to be here that tomorrow. Using me all that time by myself to unload all those trucks. Then when he hired people that could pass the drug test, he said, some of y'all ain't going to be here. I told the young guy, I said, well, I guess I'll see y'all later. Oh, Mr. Larry, why you feel that way? They ain't going to get rid of you. You missed the Walmart. They still there. My heavy behind sitting here. Looking like Andy Lump Lump. Sheesh. That's very observant. Then they hired a black guy to drop the gauntlet on me, you know. He was the one that was supposed to do the firing. They felt that, well, we are going to get rid of this guy that we don't like. By the way, Walmart is closing up stores all over the country, all over the place. Once again, mom and pop businesses and so forth are beating them out. And then the folks is going in there stealing them blind. And the people that they hire that aren't good employees are stealing them blind. That's including management. They look the other way when folks go out with a televisions. Or bicycles. Ride out with a bike. Don't say anything. When I would stop them. Now, everybody is in trouble at Walmart. Simply for mistreating one little man, me. I told him, you know, just like Celia said, you ain't going to never make it until you do right by me. Oh, you ain't going to do right by me. You ain't going to make it, Mr. Walmart. You may have billions of dollars, but billions of dollars to take away from you every day because of how you live and you don't have respect and love and tolerance that all the religions tell you that you need, and all cultures state that they are taught to or want to live in civilization, so that you don't get mad at a basketball rolling on your ground, you know, in your driveway to go in and get a pistol. Not even on you. You got to go in and get it. Don't even know you got to go in and load it and bring it out. So you got all the time in the world to think. Thinking ain't these people long suit. It ain't they long suit. But you got people out there that want you to think that these people who are ignorant and think that way are the ones that we're supposed to imitate and follow, especially black people. This guy would do time in jail and they bring him out and want to make him head of some organization or so, you know, for inmates or something else. He'd come out and get a good job, make good money. I can apply for that job every year that he's got to do time in pen. Let's say he do it 10 years or 15 years. I apply for it like I did for the police department. They will never give it to me. As soon as he comes out after the 15th year with one suit and maybe $50 in his pocket, I don't know how much the states give him in some places, they will say, you got a job. Now you're in charge of the whole shebang. Ashish. You know, I've been through things so I can explain it to you. These other people can't explain these things to you because they have never been tempered. They have never been in a crucible. They have never been in the fire. They've never been tested. I have. And that's the difference in me and Elon Musk. There's nothing in a blue check mark. If there's other rules and regulations that need to be in place that you don't need a blue check mark. That's just to verify a person as who they say they are. Well, now you've got people who got blue check marks and so forth that all of the entities. Facebook just had a class action suit against them one more time. Now they're talking about, well, all you need to put in because you might get some money. Hell, I was the one that was running the suit and didn't get anything. They find the millions of dollars. What do you think you're going to get? $10? $5? I've seen those types of suits, and I'm not lying. And you say, okay, yeah, I belong to this organization. Yeah, I bought this product. Yeah. I said, well, your return is $2.50. When it's broke up with a class action suit, I mean, millions of people, they try to make it where everybody gets equal amount of money, that means everybody stay broke. And you can't fight the big boy. You can't fight. If everybody said to the fighter, you fought, you keep my $2.50. Plus here $5 more. So that $750 million would add up maybe with $250 million more dollars to $1 billion to be able to take care of the needs of the many. But we don't know how to do that. I wanted to get on a lot of things about technology and other stuff tonight. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm not going to worry you that. It's too much worried about just simply thinking. What's called critical analytical thinking. Being able to think on your feet. Not let somebody make a fool of you. You know, like the guy said, you're very observant. To observe, like they always say, know your surroundings. Look around you. If I was at some of those events the other day and somebody was there with a pistol, you think I'm not going to leave? And they made him go? Oh, heck no. I would tell my dad, come on, we got to go. Well, we just got here. I know. Come on. Now, if they wanted to stay, stay by. See you later. We'd go to dinner early, go to a movie or something. But wouldn't have been among the 15 shot, I think, at that Sweet 16, I think 15 kids was shot. Besides the young man, it doesn't make sense that you teach your children when you see trouble, come home. Call me, I'll come pick you up. Or like, send your brother or your sister come pick you up. Somebody's going to come for you. Or you know your way home, come on home. Don't stay there arguing. Don't stay there trying to watch and see a fight and see what's going to drop down, as the saying goes. You're going to drop down. We try to not be preachy on here on the House of Laird and Hans, where you always get a double help with justice and truth. By the way, if you like to be a patron, you're welcome to do that. Hit that bell, hit that subscription button, the notification. Let us know you're interested in the program of the House of Laird and Hans. We always get double help of truth and justice. We got to come up with something good for you Monday. Oh, yeah. Things going a little better for me here. People thought it wasn't going to, but it is. I'm not going to let none of these people defeat me. And they were trying to defeat me every which way but loose. They asked me how long I've been here in this house, this apartment. I told them, much longer than I wanted to be. I'm pretty sure I would be in Hollywood there with the writers. And probably I would have to go out on strike, even though I was happy with what I was getting and what was going on. If you pay me $40,000 to write you a story, you got a hell of a story for $40,000. You don't have to pay me $40,000 in one penny. You know, it ain't Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell type of a thing. We ain't got to play those types of reindeer games. You paying me, that's fine. If you get more than I'm getting, you the boss. It's yours. You putting the money up anyway. I don't give a hoot. Everybody's greedy. Everybody wants more than their share. You look at these mukbangs and all the things. The greed of the way that people eat. And even with their families and their children, they don't think that, let me feed my babies first. And I watched one family the other day. I love them. I won't call the name. But the father was serving a portion to a table load of children and wife. Got a lot of young girls, ladies, and one son. And he's just giving them a secret portion. Now, that's what they call pranking. He was trying to be funny, supposedly. I kind of believe that they understand what's going on anyway. Because when you're pranking and so forth, you understand what's going on. Well, it's a prank, probably. But the mother let it be known. I don't appreciate this. You know, just like I told you about my mother. Ain't no way you're going to give my mother a baby no one neck bone and think you're going to get away with it. She tell you, if anybody don't eat, it's going to be you. My chaps is going to eat. That's what daddy used to laugh. He said, oh, your mama will fight a circle saw for her chaps. Well, that's what the mother told him. Said, look, I don't feel like eating now because you are mistreating my children. His children, too. He was trying to be funny. And he said, at the end, oh, prank. But there's no way that I will play with my folks with food. No. If I love you, I would not do anything to harm you. I might come up there and say something you know, out of work. Like he came up and said, "You remember when I talked to you and gave you that $4,000? Now you know you didn't give that little girl $4,000. I bought you a car." She said, "I can't even drive a car. I don't have a license." That's funny. You look at that. They're laughing. She said, "What? Are you all right, Dad?" But when you go to harm yourself by harming your own people, you will never be blessed. And the Bible will tell you that when you're disrespectful to your elders, when you disrespectful to children, you don't suffer little children. You run them away from you. No, you can't have none of this. It's all mine. Ashish. You may want some of this, you know. Like I told you, I told you about the milkman when they used to deliver milk to the house in bottles. And the milkman came over. The family knew him. Dad knew him. Been knowing him for years. He come over, and Dad on the railroad gone for a week. Well, this guy know Dad's gone. He told other people what he had in his mind, what he was going to do in this house. One of the first things he did was come in, sat down, didn't deliver the milk, sat down and started talking. Well, of course, mother don't want to be rude, talk to. Then he did the thing that he ain't had no business doing. He stuck his hand in the candy dish. Instead of the honey pot or whatever you want to call it, he stuck it in the candy dish, which was for her baby and for me, the baby. And she wanted to know, "What do you think you're doing?" He's just getting a handful of candy, throwing it up and then kissing it in his mouth. She running away from that. Said, "You get up and get out of here. I'm going to tell your husband to come." I think, well, he's going to do something about it. Dad asked him. He said, "Well, what did she tell you? Did she tell you to go and don't come back?" He said, "Well, I think that's what you need to do." See, that's a family. They stick together thick and thin. They were miles apart, hundreds of miles apart, thousands of miles apart. They still thinking of one mind. How to protect the family. She's going to protect her marriage, protect her husband's reputation, and respect her children. You can't take one peanut from a kid, and you ain't put a penny in the pot. So that's what that showed me with that mother. I like the family. The family's good. But what I'm saying is this. You got to be able to think. Think critically and analytically. People try to get you caught up in situations just to laugh at you because you are defeated. You lost what you had. You're not going to gain anything. You lost what you had simply for being greedy and wanting more. These people pour so much on their plate with these shows that the plate is overflowing. They got to try to lick it up off the table. Is that necessary? No. But that's what they think people want to see. This man in the car stopping young women talking about how thick they are and so forth. And what's your name? Then when he get in the car, they all want to jump in the car with him. Do you believe that actually took place? Could be a worked up thing, situation, like the young boy that be in the mall and he's messing with folks and showed that nobody really hurt him, no matter what he did. And since he saw other people get hurt, now he's doing shows, other shows, that seem like some of these same people are there with him in this show. You got to watch out for people who think they're smarter than you are. And that means that they are dumber than you. You know, that's just like the ones who used to come in my house and bother me. And I went to the mental health clinic and I asked them, do you know these young men? Because I know they're alcoholics and so forth, dope users. And they said, well, we can't tell you that. I said, well, I want you to know what they're doing, if they're on probation or so forth. Now, if that person cared for those people, they knew that they were in violation of probation, they would take care of that to protect not only my right, but to protect them, because evidently it's not sinking in. Nobody helped me. Now, how much is happening in this community stems from them allowing these people that should have been in a bed there in therapy, trying to get them a wean off that dope, trying to teach them basic skills so they get up and go get a job and don't want to steal what you got. Or you listen to the House of Larry Lamont, where y'all begin to double help of the justice and truth. We start talking about what goes up must come down. And that, just like the starship, it not necessarily has to come down. Eventually it's going to come down. Every satellite is going to come down or keep traveling the cosmos forever and ever. You know that red car that he set up with that dummy in it? It's probably going to traverse from now on unless some aliens go pull it in and say, what the heck is this? Ashish. We're about ready to get up and get out of here. People look and they laugh. They think it's funny about what we do and what we feel on this program. Like I said, we don't need no blue verification. We got the sheesh. You got the right one when you know you're turning into the House of Larry Lamont's. And say, just listen to him. Just pay him a little attention. He might take him a little longer to get there, but he's going to get there. And when he gets there, you're going to be glad that you took the ride. Shared the journey. Ashish. We're going to do it one more time on Monday. See if we can get it right. Because we never got it right yet. Listen to the House of Larry Lamont, where you always get the double help of the justice and truth. Hit that notification button. Become a patron. You're helping yourself. You're helping your people. Just as well as helping Mr. Larry. We're getting ready to get up and get out of here and say, you know, Pappy said that Reverend Cook used to say in Chicago on the radio, I don't care what you think about me, but I love you an awful lot. Sheesh.